Hello there, listeners. Terrible morning here in Israel. That's the case. I'm sitting here with Or and Muni. The ones that listened to preview episode maybe know. We already recorded before. Anyway, I came here on my way to. I was supposed to go on a hike with the children's, which is my work. So it was also supposed to be fun time in nature and also opportunity to gain some money, because my money is gone. I have no more money. So I woke up early in the morning to organize and go. I brushed my teeth, I went to the toilet, I did my yoga practice, well, half of it. Then I looked at the news and I saw that Israel attacked Iran. So the hike with the kids is canceled. It's canceled for today, maybe tomorrow it will happen, no one knows, no one knows anything really. We're in a situation that we have never been before, yeah. So Muni, you said you want me to explain what?
Yes, I feel like I'm like lost on what happened. Like the Shoshet Iruim.
Lane
series of events.
Yeah, yeah, like the series of events that got us to this point, because at least I'm curious what are they pretending that happens, like how would they justify that, how would our government justify the
Israeli government, I say.
Yeah. The Israeli government justified
government.
What's happening, because it started as there's a slang that the government uses for people to be okay with the war. They say milchemet ein brira, a war of there's no more options, kind of. So they maybe they were able to use this excuse on attacking Gaza, but how the fuck is no more options? They decide right now to start a war with Iran. This is what I want you to explain to me. How do they justify that?
So you're not asking about how the situation got that bad with everything, just about specifically today.
Both or which or like?
Because I can explain you since the Second World War, how things went that bad from the perspective of the government, as I see it. But I can also just explain
feel
about
free just talk.
No, because you said that the one with Hamas, you understand.
It's not I really understand, but I mean because obviously I have different point of view.
Maybe I will go briefly. What do I think the government will say about why are they doing that? First, I think the Israeli government used to explain the existence of Israel by saying that the Holocaust has happened and there is no choice but creating an independent Jewish state to protect the Jewish people. And I think nowadays the government go more on the other line that says this is the land of the Jewish people, this is what the Bible says, so we have the right to live here, that's in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for the war in Gaza. They attack us, they say, and they have no reason to attack us because this is our land, so they just attack us in our land. This is kind of the thing with Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Iran, what they say now is that I think some people are speaking about the idea of we have to fear them, to make them fear. so they will not attack us, so that everyone know that we are that strong that you should not mess with us. Like the idea, I think, is that we have, like the Israeli government say, like Israel just have to be strong enough to kick the hell out of everyone that attack her, like to destroy everyone that attack her. That's the main idea, I think. But I think more than that, they actually speak about respect, and just we honor. Just have to, yeah, kind of an honor kind of a thing. But in the same news line, I saw someone wrote the idea that was the idea with attacking Gaza. They say that we have to attack Gaza to let everyone know what happened when you attack Israel. And now it's very clearly, so the reporter in the news say, mm-hmm. Not a reporter, like a writer in the news, he said, and it just make a lot of sense to me, so I repeat it. They say now the fact that Iran attack Israel proof that the attack upon Gaza was useless to keep anyone else from attacking Israel. And now they justify the attack upon Iran in the same way that exactly now proved to be completely useless.
I think the idea, like the explanation that you describe, is the explanation for the citizens. I don't think that the government of Iran doesn't know that the Israeli army is strong. Like the intelligence force in everywhere in the world is crazy. Like they know everything. There's no way like that Israel really needs to throw some bombs in order to show people that they are strong. People know that. Like the governments know that.
So you're asking why do they really do this? Not what they're saying.
Mooney
actually asked, what are they saying? And you ask a different question, why are they doing this?
Yeah, because the thing you spoke about is like it's an explanation you give to citizens. Like the respect part and the...
So why would they do this?
That's the thing, that if it happened, like if we bombed them, if the Israeli government bombed them a week ago, it would make a lot of sense, in my opinion. Because they threw a lot of bombs at us, and we, out of anger and out of emotion, we attack back. That's the way life...
You think if they will be unrationalized, then you can get it. It's like unrationalized. But now it seems rationalized.
Yeah, no, they waited for a week.
I think it's a very good point to put up that it doesn't make any sense, because what happened with the Iranian attack is that almost all of the missiles were shooting down, and they were not only shooting down by the IDF, but by America and UK and all kind of Arabic countries on the way from Iran to Israel. And they all, like, what happened is that Iran didn't manage to hurt Israel, but managed to make everyone around her unite together in united hate to her. So it's like the best results could be for Israel. And now it seems that Israel is doing everything it can to put herself in troubles. So it's just stupid. So what I'm thinking is that fascistic governments always have the intention of creating as much as war that they can, because they're gaining strength out of keeping their citizens in continuous state of war. It's keeping inner war voices away, it's keeping criticism away, it's giving legitimate to put lots of efforts on people, and it's giving legitimate to for certain parts of society to gain power over the other parts in society. That's my opinion about this. But there are good news. Well, it's like half good news, I think, because I'm afraid of the violence that's gonna birth up because of that, and I'm absolutely sure that a lot of inner violence in Israel gonna birth up when it's happened. But I read a story in the news that the International Hague Court is considering of I think like publishing an order to arrest Netanyahu and a bunch of Israeli heads.
Let's see about that.
I will be thrilled to see a UN force entering the Israeli parliament and taking Netanyahu away. And yeah, there will be civil war, but I hope it will be not as bad as the result of what is going to happen now. I was walking around this morning imagining, like, well, I'm in a valley now. If a nuclear bomb is hitting Israel, will it like miss me because I'm in a valley? Or like, will they hit, if it's hit Tel Aviv, like, will I, like, but it's all like, it's all very fucked up and terrible anyway.
I didn't tell you guys, but tonight I was actually dreaming about that.
About what?
About that things really escalate with Iran, and there's like a world war, like, just about like to start, and I'm in the kindergarten with my kids, and there's like bombs and like everywhere, and trying to hide the kids in like some underground like bomb shelter, and everything is on fire. And then like in my dreams it was already a few years into the world after the nuclear bomb, and like when everything is all like is ashes. So
what were you doing there, like what was it like after?
I was mostly trying to protect the kids, and I had all kinds of like
The kindergarten was still working like years after.
Not working, but like because the kids were with me when it happened, so somehow they like stayed around me in the dream. I was looking for some of the kids, so we were searching them, like, and there's also some other more like repetitive motive I have in my dream is with like a tunnel that leads from here to Berlin. So I think I don't know why, but in this dream I was also looking for this tunnel.
I was thinking today about leaving
Israel.
Yeah, I was like, should I like run away? But it seems like there is nothing out there. Like all my friends here, almost all my friends, like I have only a few friends abroad, and my work is here, and the land that I'm attached to is here. And what will I do? Like
I don't even have a foreign passport, so like I.
Me neither. We're fucked. Maybe if it will get really bad, maybe if you know like prime minister will be arrested and civil war and stuff, maybe we can have like be like refugees or something. We're Westerns. Mm-hmm. People will like us as Westerners,
even though like if things really happen, I think that like the only hope for this place will be if there would be a lot of people here are like-minded like us with our opinions of, you know, like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking,
humans rights. So I think I will feel guilty to leave, so I will feel like, okay, this is the time like to change.
There is a rainbow gathering in Israel now, it's crazy. I'm if in the afternoon the work won't cancel, maybe tonight I will be in a rainbow gathering. I think if a nuclear bomb fall, I prefer to be in a rainbow gathering.
I don't think a nuclear bomb will fall.
Oh, so it will not fall.
Like, the only, like, deep motive for people, like, for things, like, for controlling all these wars is fear of something bad that will happen to you, and how they profit money from people's fear and, like, weapons and war. So I think it won't be very יעיל.
It won't be official.
Official, yeah, for a nuclear
bomb. I don't know anymore. It's completely unofficial to attack Iran this morning, right?
But I'm not talking just about Israel. I'm talking about, like, the big war game that, like, the tycoons are playing.
Anyway, I think it's yeah, that's the, I'm thinking maybe should I run away because it's terrifying, and on the other hand I think people need me here. If people run away from the village, there are cats and dogs need to be fed, friends are need to be take care for, you know, family need to be take care for, and yeah, and maybe I think Europe quite bloomed for a while after World War II, right? With like ideas of peace and, you know, start thinking about environment and really want actually good life for your children and willing to lower your pride and chase for power in order to actually have good life for your kids, kind of a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen in Europe, or do I only imagine? I don't know. Maybe it will happen here, this is what I say.
Yeah.
I think it's a good point to close this, right? Thank you, listeners, for listening. And bless us all. Uh-huh. I think echo love and care, and maybe we'll keep the frequency to bloom after.